This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2116, 10 Signs That You Are Burnt Out and Need to Recharge, part 2, by Renee Bennis of thefunsizelife.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Sunday and welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you like a big ongoing audiobook from many different authors, but today is a continuation from yesterday, so I recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 2115, but if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2. And continue optimizing your life. 10 Signs That You Are Burnt Out and Need to Recharge, Part 2, by Renee Bennis of thefunsizelife.com. The things you used to love don't interest you. Sometimes we outgrow things and people in our lives, and sometimes losing interest in things could be a sign that we need to just shut down a bit. Personally, I've also found these things in my life to be aligned with major life changes, like the loss of a loved one, job changes, lifestyle changes like a new baby or getting married, a pandemic, or coming of age. The teen years in our 40s tend to bring the biggest changes. If you're feeling burnt out on your routine or aren't having fun with the same crowd, maybe the first thing to do would be to reevaluate. You just might love my consciousness connection training that helps you sort through what you do because you believe you should versus what we do because we actually want to. You've been surrounding yourself with people lately. So it isn't exactly the most scientific thing in the world, but when I first heard about human design, I started to get a better idea of why I get so drained after spending time around people. In human design, there are different open areas on an individual's unique body graph. These open areas often mean that this is where a particular person might take on the energies of the people around them. This could be their thoughts, emotions, or even pieces of their identity. Maybe you don't believe in that stuff, which is cool. I'm not sure that I even do. What I do know is it got me considering the fact that maybe I tend to get a little more scatterbrained and directionless after spending considerable amounts of time with other people. Since I've always fancied myself an introverted extrovert due to the fact that I love being around people and socializing while also needing time to recoup and get grounded in my alone time, it makes sense that I might be taking in too much peopleness. Pay attention to this in yourself. Do you get more drained after spending a lot of time with others, even at work? If so, back-to-back socializing might be partially to blame for your feelings of burnout. Your body is talking to you. Our bodies are amazing, and it is bananas how much they are tied to our mental and emotional health. I know a woman who literally got hauled away from work in an ambulance because everyone was convinced that she was having a heart attack, but in reality, she was just under extreme amounts of stress. AKA, she needed to take a friggin' break. If you feel like this might be the case for you, there are a number of books that can help you get started identifying whether or not you might have some body issues that are tied to unresolved mental traumas or stress. You haven't laughed in a while. They say on average, adults laugh 20 times per day while children are laughing around 300 times per day. For the most part, I like to think that I laugh way more than 20 times per day, but let me tell you, on those days when I don't, I can feel it. Also, I don't think tiny chuckles should count. I think we need to aim for those deep down belly laugh kind of laughs. So if you're feeling like you haven't really had a good laugh in a while, that might be a sign that you've been overworked or stimulated in the wrong areas. This could be a good sign to consider putting in a movie that always makes you crack up or a go-to TV show that you know will give you some giggles. I know we can't all have a belly laugh friend on hand, but if you happen to have one of those on your phone, Maybe it's time to hit them up and schedule some serious one-on-one time to catch up with them so both of you can overfill your laugh count for the day. You've had back-to-back schedules. Maybe you don't need to look for subtle clues, you just know that your schedule has been jam-packed and super busy lately. If you've been listening to this article the whole time while you're going, I freaking know I need a break. I haven't had one in like 8,000 light years. Well then go. Go take a break. Okay, I know easier said than done, but might I suggest that if your jam-packed schedule seems to keep continuing to be jam-packed, maybe it's time to evaluate what can start getting scratched off that list of things to do. There is a reason that one of the steps I take people through in my Unstoppable Purpose program is schedule simplification, because you cannot allow for good things to come into your life if you quite literally don't have the time or space for them to enter in. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 10 Signs That You Are Burnt Out and Need to Recharge by Renee Bennis of thefunsizedlife.com. Okay, sponsor time. And instead of reading a script about Gusto's benefits, let's hear from small business owners, the people who use Gusto every day like me. Here's one. With Gusto, I think of payroll as a 30-second job. The website is so friendly and a joy to use. Friendly payroll? You don't hear that every day. Amy from Utah says, I love Gusto so much. They do our medical, dental, vision, and life insurance. It's so painless. It's like going to the spa. And we have great options and rates, even though we're a super small team. Health insurance, like going to the spa? Wow. And here's what Amneet says about Gusto's support team. Whenever something comes up, I reach out and literally 24 hours later, they tell us what to do or assure us that they've already handled it for us. Smart technology and friendly humans? That's cool. Honestly, the list goes on. And right now, our listeners get 3 months free when they go to gusto.com/old. Yep, 3 months of payroll, benefits, admin, and more, totally free. Again, that's gusto.com/old. Great stuff in this post from Renee. Really important to think about this in your own life. One of her tips when feeling burnt out is to journal. That's something that comes up pretty often and does work for me. If you didn't know already, it's been a while since I mentioned it. We have an Optimal Living Daily workbook with different prompts that correspond with specific episodes of this podcast that I happen to think were great ideas for journal entries. So you can find that at oldpodcast.com/shop to check it out. Every journal entry is different. Some fill in the blank, some rating things 0 to 10 to help you make some conclusions, some writing things out. So if you want to check that out, come by oldpodcast.com/shop. But in any case, I always think some kind of journaling is definitely worth a shot. Let me know how it goes. Always nice to hear from you. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.